Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Everybody in North Carolina should have heard that speech. That's what somebody told me after they heard Tom Lambeth's recent remarks to the North Carolina Society, which was presenting Lambeth with its annual award for service to our state. Lambeth is the former executive director of the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, and he told about some of the people and some stories that define North Carolina and its history for him. He acknowledged that North Carolina had sometimes been called the Rip Van Winkle State or the Valley of Humility between two mountains of conceit. Conceit, he said with an aside, is not all that bad if it is an informed conceit. But how did our state rise from its humble status to be the progressive leader in this region? One of the keys Lambeth believes is that its people are determined to do things to make the state a better place, often overcoming great obstacles. Sometimes, he said, the state's people just don't know that they can't, so it turns out that they can and do. For instance, UNC Chapel Hill School of Government founder Albert Coates once told about a farmer from North Carolina who explained his successes despite having no education. When you ain't got no education, the farmer said, you just have to use your head. North Carolinians simply will not be pushed around. Lambeth told about a mountain man who owned a cabin right in the middle of a planned TVA lake. When a government representative came to tell him that he must move, the mountain man, sitting on his cabin porch with a rifle, said he would not leave. And the government man asked, well, why won't you move? Come in and I'll show you. See that fire in the fireplace? My grandfather started that fire, and it's been burning here for 100 years, and I'm not going to move and let that fire go out. Well, the creative government representative worked out a solution that involved moving the entire house, fireplace, fire, and all. The mountain man just explained, the one thing I was responsible for was to keep that fire going. And he did. Another stubborn North Carolinian was Senator Sam Ervin. As a young state legislator, he fought a bill that would have banned the teaching of evolution in the public schools. He was said that the bill would serve no good purpose except to absolve monkeys of their responsibility for the human race. And why do North Carolinians have such a special feeling for its university all over? Lambeth told the story of a man at a senior citizen center up in Madison County, north of Asheville. And this guy was, the old guy was wearing a UNC cap. And so somebody asked him, hey, did you go there? No, he answered, but I own it. Lambeth told his audience to keep working for a better North Carolina, reminding them of that mountain man who was determined to keep his grandfather's fire alive. Quoting the late Congressman Roy Taylor, Lambeth challenged his audience to keep the fire of North Carolina's greatness burning. Otherwise, the Lord may forgive us, but our children and grandchildren will not. This is D.G. Martin.